Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We are joined again today by Luis Zaffarini, who is working on our National Right to Life Convention. It will be the 42nd annual convention that we have held for grassroots pro-lifers from around the country to gather and to share their ideas and their thoughts and to learn. We got into the theme yesterday just a little bit, so I want to talk about that some more today. So, Luis, why don't you give us the theme and the idea behind it?
The theme for this year's convention is We the People Defending Life. And really, it's a remembrance of all the pro-life people who've been bravely defending life across the country in the face of very powerful pro-abortion opposition. It's our way of saying thank you. It's our way of showing that this convention and all the prior conventions have really been a means to help equip grassroots pro-lifers to help us work together and move this country forward towards protecting human life.
I think that's absolutely wonderful that we want to recognize the people who really do the hard work in the country, in the pro-life, the grassroots movement. We've got so many excellent people working in our state affiliates and our chapters, doing a lot in their communities. So being able to say thank you for all that you do, I hope will be a motivational and encouraging time for them when they all get together and talk about all the wonderful successes that they've had.
This really is the premier pro-life event for grassroots leaders. It's a three-day event. There are several major sessions with nationally recognized pro-life speakers. We have over 100 speakers giving workshops throughout those 3 days and about 70 different workshops total. Tons of topics, including unborn pain, arguing the pro-life cause, legislation, both federal and state, youth groups, assisted suicide, fair booths, how to fundraise, how to perform just about any function that grassroots leader at a local or state level would really need to know to be effective.
So the convention will maybe have a dual purpose: to say thank you to all the grassroots people who are working so hard in their communities, but also giving them, again, the chance to learn maybe something that they don't know and to become motivated and to kind of share ideas. One thing I'd like you to just talk a little about, I think it's so great that people from around the country are able to come and share their ideas.
It's true. When you're working so hard in your city or in your state, and every day you're running up against some sort of opposition, the work is very daunting. It's nice to have this kind of oasis of a convention where once a year you're in the presence of over 1,000 pro-life people, and you can really just soak up all of the energy and communicate with one another, share battle stories, talk about what's really working where you are. The one-on-one, the face-to-face really is payment in itself for just showing up for this convention, and that's always the way it has been.
I think I have found, too, over the many years, that you also develop a lot of friendships because you are meeting people from around the country with the same interests and the same future hopes and dreams for the pro-life movement and our work in saving children as well as protecting the disabled and the elderly from euthanasia, rationing. And we do have information and resource links at our website, www.prolifeperspective.com. We're going to talk some more about the convention tomorrow. We hope you can join us.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.